In Zimbabwe, being funny appears to be a dangerous business. Actor and comedian Samantha Correa plays the character of Gonyeti in a satirical video series that airs on TV in Zimbabwe. And here's Samantha Correa yesterday, not in a satirical video, but speaking instead from a hospital bed. She was recovering after being abducted and beaten. Correa is with Bus Stop TV, an entertainment company in Zimbabwe that puts out satirical videos that poke fun at life in the country. The World's Carol Hills keeps a close eye on global satire and has been looking into this. So, Carol, what happened exactly?
Well, Marco, there's this woman, her name is Samantha Correa, but she's really known by her character's name, which is Gonyeti. And she appears in these satirical videos, which are really popular. And they're on this channel in Zimbabwe called Bus Stop TV. This channel's been testing the limits of free expression and what they can really talk about since President Robert Mugabe, longtime leader of Zimbabwe, stepped down. And so she plays all sorts of things like a policeman in one skit or a housewife in another, and they very indirectly poke fun at the government.
So what happened to her?
It's pretty scary and pretty gruesome. I mean, Correa was at home Wednesday night around 9 p.m. She heard a knock at the door. And today in an interview, you know, her colleague, Sharon Chideyu, who's a fellow comedian, described what happened.
Some masked gunmen came to her house. They knocked on the door and they said they were police. But the moment they opened the door, they realized that they were men with guns wearing masks. They dragged her out. She was wearing just her top and her underwear. And they shoved her into a vehicle that was parked outside. And they drove off with her.
And then Chideyu says that the men drove Correa to this place where there was sewer water flowing. And the men said to her, "You mock the government and we've been monitoring you." And then they basically told her to kind of simulate army drills, and they had her roll around in the sewer water.
So, Carol, what's going on here? Because I think a lot of our listeners will remember kind of the last pivot point in Zimbabwe was that ouster of the longtime dictator Mugabe. Wasn't Zimbabwe supposed to be in a less repressive place at this point? Pluralism, maybe even a move toward democracy.
That's what Zimbabweans were hoping for. And so these satirists kept producing these videos. But they still wanted to go ahead and try to illustrate what life was like in Zimbabwe. They've gotten in trouble. They did a skit involving police. Two actors are in it, including Samantha Correa. Her colleague, a fellow comedian, is being interviewed by a reporter saying, "We've heard all these reports of police brutality." And she's saying, "Oh, no, that's just the foreign press. There's nothing happening here." But in the background is Samantha Correa playing Gonyeti, beating up these two young men. And so people interpreted that as you're going after the government. And at the time of that police video, she was warned that her comedy was becoming too political.
Is there any evidence that the thugs who abducted Correa this week are in any way connected to the ruling government? And has the government responded to this event?
There isn't specific direct evidence, but there are reports that the car that drove away with her on Wednesday night was the same car used in other kinds of attacks on people considered critical of the government. The Ministry of Information put out a cursory statement just saying that the matter is now in the hands of the police, that they're investigating this case of kidnapping and assault, but it was quite brief.
So what is next for Correa and this Bus Stop TV group that does these satirical videos?
Well, at this point, they're going to lay low. Correa herself, it's not clear where she is right now. She's recuperating somewhere. But they're saying they're not going away. They're going to be back.
The World Satire Watcher, Carol Hills, with her eyes on Zimbabwe today. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.